Young people prompts changes at Six Flags. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Prince George's County's police chief shares his department is reviewing how it's hiring officers. I'm Megan Cloherty.
WTOP News Time, 3 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The federal government is now days away from shutting down if Congress can't agree on a new budget bill. CBS's Natalie Brand is on Capitol Hill with more on lawmakers' latest vote.
The motion is not agreed to.
Senate Republicans blocked a key test vote on a House-passed bill to temporarily fund the government and suspend the federal debt limit.
The Republican Party has solidified itself as the party of default.
Republicans say they will only support a clean vote on the continuing resolution.
We're not willing to help Democrats raise the debt ceiling.
Congressional Republicans have called out Democrats over plans to spend trillions of dollars on their budget reconciliation bill and their opposition to raising the debt ceiling. But Democrats say the increase is about paying the debts the U.S. has already accumulated.
A federal jury finds R&B singer R. Kelly guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking in New York. Defense attorney Gloria Allred represents some of those victims.
Of all the predators that I have pursued, Mr. Kelly is the worst.
Kelly faces life in prison. A federal appeals court has given New York City the green light to implement a COVID vaccine mandate for teachers. That mandate is now set to take effect at the end of the week. Unvaccinated teachers face unpaid suspensions. The FBI's latest crime stats show murders are at their highest levels in decades. CBS's Jeff Begay's reports.
It's been a year of brazen violence nationwide. 23 shot, including 3 killed outside a nightclub in Florida. A man opens fire at a convenience store in Washington. And in Philadelphia, a shooter in a car fires on a group. 6 were shot, 1 died.
Like everyone I know in Philadelphia, I'm outraged by this.
Over 400 people have been killed in Philadelphia this year alone.
What can we do to prevent the next murder by gun?
Many Americans lack something most of us take for granted.
It may be hard to believe in this day and age, but an estimated 500,000 U.S. households don't have indoor plumbing. Renters and people of color are most likely to be living without water or flushing toilets, even in some of the country's wealthiest cities, such as San Francisco's Chinatown. That's according to research by the Plumbing Poverty Project. Many indigenous communities in America have never had indoor plumbing. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
South Korean military officials have confirmed North Korea has fired a short-range ballistic missile. It's a third test of its kind this year. It comes as North Korea demands the U.S. stop its joint military exercises with South Korea, though the North is banned from this kind of weapons testing. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
3:03 on Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. It's 67 degrees now in the nation's capital. Good morning, I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local story we're following this hour. The man responsible for one of the most heinous crimes in our region's history is going to hear his punishment later today. Jared Ramos is scheduled to be sentenced in Annapolis after being found criminally responsible for shooting and killing 5 people in June 2018 in the Capital Gazette newsroom. The hearing scheduled to start at 9 this morning with the sentence to be announced at around noon. WTOP's Megan Cloherty, John Doman, and Jack Moore will all be at the courthouse covering this event. There's a lot at stake tonight as the candidates for governor of Virginia meet again on the debate stage.
It's the second and final debate ahead of the November 2nd election between Republican Glenn Youngkin and Democrat Terry McAuliffe. And it comes less than 2 weeks after their first debate, when the line was clearly drawn with political newcomer Youngkin saying he'd represent a fresh start in contrast to McAuliffe, the former governor.
Do you want tired old recycled policies from a tired politician?
While McAuliffe called Youngkin a far-right Republican.
We can't go with a candidate who is too extreme.
The debate is at Northern Virginia Community College's Alexandria campus. The race has been tightening, with recent polling showing a toss-up election. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
We're coming up on 3:05 now. I guess this was going to happen at some point. A national challenge on TikTok has reached schools in Virginia. Students are being disciplined for vandalizing bathrooms.
It's called the Devious Licks Challenge on TikTok, and Prince William County and Fairfax County schools in Virginia say it's becoming a problem. At Osborne Park High in Manassas, Principal Lisa Marie Kane said in a letter that the school has experienced significant vandalism in its boys' bathrooms, including soap removed from dispensers and placed in the toilet, throwing trash throughout the bathroom, and items stolen. A spokesperson said they will be disciplining the students. Fairfax County schools say students at Rocky Run Middle School and Falls Church High School are being disciplined as well for taking part in the challenge and vandalizing bathrooms there. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Saturday night fights and vandalism at Six Flags America Amusement Park in Prince George's County have forced the park to make changes to its operating hours.
The amusement park in Bowie will shorten its hours, closing by 9 p.m. each night for the duration of Fright Fest, its yearly Halloween event. Multiple fights broke out at the park, forcing the park to close more than an hour ahead of schedule on Saturday. The fighting was followed by vandalism in the parking lot. Prince George's County says it will work with Six Flags to identify victims of the vandalism and the individuals responsible. Police plan to review the park's security plans. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
The Prince George's County Police Department is reviewing its hiring processes as it faces challenges finding new recruits.
We try to get to 30. I would like more. If we can get 40 or 50, that'll be great.
But Chief Malik Aziz says as of now, the Prince George's County Police Department only has 17 cadets hired for its recruitment class that begins in November. Leading a department that's recently reached a settlement acknowledging racial bias in the ranks and a department that has six officers indicted this year, Aziz is optimistic about recruitment.
Those are exactly the reasons why you would be a police officer, because these are the most challenging times. When you want to restore the profession, when you want to progress a certain police department, which is Prince George's County in this instance, you want to be a part of the change.
The department has launched a review into its hiring process and is taking a closer look at whether reasons that disqualified applicants before are outdated. In Upper Marlboro, Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Traffic and weather next on WTOP. It's 3:07.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country.